Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Well, good day. This is Dave Martin, your success coach, and you are listening to Success Made Simple. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts, that they're helping you. I don't make them long. I want you to be able to listen to them, maybe listen to them two or three times to make sure that you're getting it, to make sure that you're understanding it. And I heard someone say a long time ago, when you get sick and tired of hearing something, you're just then starting to get it. So I want you to hear it over and over. I want you to get it. I want you to put it to practice. And I want to help you be the best that you can be and the best that God wants you to be. And so that's what we talk about here on Success Made Simple. Hope you're having a great week. It's been a great week. Started out the week in San Diego at C3. My great friends there, Jurgen and Leanne, and then caught a red eye and got back to Orlando, and Monday morning spoke for the Florida Department of Transportation, about 1,500 engineers, and now I am in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and excited to be at Passion Church tonight. So the week is going great so far, and then tomorrow morning off to Phoenix for a conference there. So anyway, let me ask you a question. One of my favorite quotes is by the great basketball coach, John Wooden, that said, "What counts most is what you learn after you know it all." What counts most is what you learn after you know it all. By the way, make sure you share this podcast with someone. There's a little link there. Pass it on to someone else. Tell them to sign up. Go to iTunes. They can sign up. Or go on the website, on our website, davemartin.org, and put in their email address. But here's the thing. A lot of times, the more you learn, the less you think you have to learn, and you become unteachable. So my question for you today, are you teachable? Every person should know that there's a real difference between the good kind of pride and the bad kind. Even the Bible teaches us that there's a distinction between these two kind of attitudes, and the difference can yield diverse outcomes in a person's life. Now, on the positive front, we should all be aware of the talents and the skills and the gifts that God gave us when He made us, when He created us. The Apostle Paul encouraged the Galatians to take pride in themselves. See that in Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. But he encouraged the Galatians to do so without comparing themselves to one another, because the tendency to compare is where the bad kind of pride comes into play. And the bad kind of pride is the kind that God hates. If you look at Proverbs 6, verses 16 and 17, it tells us a few things God hates. God hates that kind of pride because it delights not in the specific talents that He gave us, but it rather delights in the fact that others don't have what you seem to have. Bad pride focuses on all of one's good points to the neglect of one's weaknesses and vulnerabilities. So it elevates its owner to the point that he can no longer see where he needs to grow. Then that's when you become unteachable. But all of us need to grow. That's one thing that you will never get to the point where you need to stop growing, because you're either growing or you're dying. Growth is a part of life. It's a part of success. And so if all of us need to grow, that's why it's that bad pride is so reprehensible. All of us need to grow. And that is why bad pride can lead to failure and to a lot of self-inflicted pain. If you have ever failed in the past, there's a good chance that your failure was due to some knowledge that you lacked or some skill that you did not have at that point in time. So my advice to you as your coach is to find out what you need to know and then obtain that knowledge before you take another shot at your goals. Be teachable, not prideful. You can take pride in the gifts that God's given you, but not when you exalt it against someone else or above someone else. Be teachable. Don't be prideful, and you will succeed in everything you do. Made it pretty simple. But I tell you what, it'll really help make the rest of your life the best of your life. This is Dave Martin, your success coach, and you're listening to Success Made Simple. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know how you enjoyed it. Let me know what you got out of it. Coach Dave at DaveMartin.org. Coach Dave at DaveMartin.org. All right. Have a blessed day, and I will see you next week.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to DaveMartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.